Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an
actor. I want to be a model.
Joining us, the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, for the Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories. Well, good evening and good day. And I'm Aunt Jewel. Well, it must be Monday, boys and girls, because we're here. Now, mommies and daddies, grandma, nana, grandpa, poppy, aunties, uncles, and people who just care, thank you so much, because we're going to have a lot of fun with Bedtime Stories Hour. Now, whether you're one that's sucking from a bottle or drinking from a cup, we're glad that you joined us today. And we have, of course, the one that we always have, the one from the ocean, the one from the sea, Starfish. Star, say welcome.
Hello, boys and girls. How is everyone doing on this wonderful spring day?
Oh, it is. Sunshine.
Yeah.
And
I even got to play two tennis rounds today with the sun shining.
Wow. And I know you played well with all your arms.
Six rays, as they call them.
Having fun out in the sun. And guess who we have, Starfish? We have a guest host that's 10 years old.
I'm so excited.
So am I, and I think that she is too with her family, and her name is Zion Hines.
Ah, what a beautiful name for a beautiful person.
And Zion, do you want to say anything? Just a welcome to the boys and girls out there, and to Grandma and Poppy and cousins?
Sure. I would like to say hello to everyone, and I think that everybody's going to enjoy our show today.
Oh, it sounds like there's some dolphins back there. Did you bring your friend, Starfish?
I brought many friends. I always travel in a big pack of friends.
Oh, well, I can hear them back there. They're real excited, too. Well, boys and girls, now remember that last week our co-host was Christina, and Christina's going to be having a birthday. So, Christina, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Did you want to say happy birthday? Good, Zion. You said happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And guess who she's going to invite? I know one person that's very special to her that she's going to invite to her birthday party, and his name is Nico.
I think that's her brother. He got to speak for a few seconds.
You're right. That is her brother. So we're so happy that he's going to be able to join her on the birthday party. But we want to say again, let's say happy birthday to her at the count of three, all together. One, two, three.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Yes, Christina. I think she's going to be 11 years old.
Second year of double digits.
I know. It racks up real quickly. I want to thank all of you for inviting us into your bright and cozy home. Now, that's the place where you have treasures that allows you to be able to dream and play. Now, as you heard, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because you heard the song already on Tell Me What You Want to Be. starfish since you were in the sea. What did you want to be, and what are you?
Well, when I grew up, I wanted to be able to travel the world, and I was able to do that because the ocean was so very big, and I got to meet so many different friends. And now, I'm able to use all my six braids on land on the tennis court.
Wow, so was it, how was it hitting the ball?
At first it was a little difficult, but then I got the hang of it, and I got to hit six balls at one time. It's a lot of fun. A lot of kids are around me, and they get to hit many balls, and we have just a grand old time.
Wow, I bet you it was fun watching that.
It certainly was.
Right. Now, you know, boys and girls, this is bedtime hour, so we're going to have you get ready for bed and having to get your PJs and your favorite slippers and your favorite toy, all of those things, because we're going to be talking about that and spring cleaning.
Oh, yay.
Having to get ready, that's what you have to do. Just like you have to do when you have to brush your teeth. And let's hear a little special song that we always play when we get our toothbrush. Now go and get your toothbrush. Go and get it and run some water. Do you do that, Zion, when you get ready to go to bed?
Yes, that's one of the most important things to do before you go to bed. Brush your teeth, wash your face, and take a bath.
Right, bubbly baths. I know Christopher loves to take bubble baths, and I also know that Blakey does too, and
Fallon.
Well,
I'm so lucky because I get to take a bath all the time because I'm living in the water.
That's special. She doesn't have to worry about going and stopping playing because she has to go take a bath. Her
exactly.
Whole house
but
is water.
House of water?
Your whole house is water.
Oh, yes, my whole house is water. So, but now I get to experience what Zion experiences, taking a bath, because I'm on land. So it was definitely a fun adventure.
Now, Zion, is there any friends that you want to say something to? Say, give them a shout-out, or any of your cousins or family members?
Well, I'd like to say a couple shout-outs to my sister, Myla.
Well,
my sister,
Myla.
Chai.
I think
my
Chai
grandfather.
Chai.
Yeah, Chai.
My mom.
Cool.
My grandmother. And my dad.
Oh.
Yeah,
that
so
is
many
nice.
And family.
Mhm. And what grade are you in?
I'm in the fifth grade.
So you want to do a shout out to your school?
Stuart Hobson Middle School.
Wow.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Now we're going to have that song so that everybody can get ready to brush their teeth and make it so much fun. Because I know that on the East Coast, we're getting ready for bed. But the West Coast, they're just getting ready from school. So we're going to be dealing with two different coasts. So let's get ready. Grab your toothbrush. I know that Aaron has a very special toothbrush, and so does TJ, little Tony. He has a Superman toothbrush. But here we go.
Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the first thing in the morning after you wake up, stand up, sun's coming up, and the rooster crows, and you get out of bed. Your hair's all messy on top of your head. You look in the mirror and you say hello. Grab your brush and you're ready to go. Now time to brush our teeth. Brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. See the toothpaste on the
brush, dipping in the water, sticking in your mouth. Move it round, left and right, side to side, front and back, in and out, underneath your tongue and down around your gum. And you swish it all around and you have a lot of fun. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the last thing in the day after you had your dinner, after your bath and your PJs are on. The moon's up high, you read a couple books and the Sandman's come and you're scratching at your eyes. Your bed is looking so good to you, but there's one more thing you gotta do. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. And it's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean.
Do you have clean teeth now?
Oh, my teeth feel so fresh and so clean. What about you, Donna?
My teeth are so clean, they shine brighter than the sun.
I think they must look like my friend Pearl down under.
Oh, that was funny. Up here, that would be considered a joke. Well, you know, boys and girls, that you have to floss every day. You've got to brush your teeth. And every time you eat, you've got to floss and get all of the food particles out so that you don't have cavities and have to go to the dentist to get them sealed.
Yeah,
it's important to floss.
It definitely is, because I don't want to have snail residue in my teeth.
And even if they're baby teeth, you still have to brush at least twice a day.
That's right.
Now, you know that we are talking about going to bed. And the reason why we have to go to bed, why do you think?
I think you have to go to bed because you're going to need energy for the next day. And without the energy, it's going to be hard to move.
Yeah, it is. You've got to rest so that your brain has a chance to be able to kind of go back over the whole day. And that's what they call dreams, is when your brain goes, it settles down, and it goes over the whole day. And then sometimes it even goes into some of the future or some of the things that you've done. Did you know that's what happens when you go to sleep? Your whole body just goes down. All of your organs just relax.
Your whole body's relaxed and you feel so calm.
Right. That's definitely the case. And we have a very special book that we want to read because of the fact that your whole body does start to relax, and because we have some little children who I said generally are the ones that are on the end of sucking their bottle, we're going to do a few little things, songs for them, and we'll do that a little bit later. But before we get into doing a little song, let's do something a little bit energizing, because we have just either come back from school or just had our nap or just a little bit wound up. So one of the things that I think is really great and it really is making us feel a little wound up is it's so nice outside because it's April. And what does April bring?
Spring showers.
Yes. And what else did it bring, Starfish?
April brings spring cleaning.
Certainly does. Spring cleaning. Now, I don't know, boys and girls, if you even know what spring cleaning is. Is there anyone out there that knows what spring cleaning is?
I know what spring cleaning is.
And what's that?
It's when you clean up during the springtime and you just clean your life and your home, so things aren't so cluttered.
very good.
I was thinking at first, before Zion enlightened me, that spring cleaning was just cleaning up the spring.
I'm so glad that we have Zion that tells us that there is more than just cleaning up the spring and why it's so important. Now, boys and girls, there's things that you can do for spring cleaning. Well, one of the things, too, I just said spring training. Baseball has spring training in the spring. And you clean up your house in the spring. And another thing that you do in the spring is you might clean up your mind and your behavior.
That's true. And also, you can do spring cleaning at school with your classmates. You can clean up your toys, and if there's dust on the toys way, way in the back, dust off those toys. The recess area, make sure the grounds are kept nicely and no trash is on the ground. And now that Zion cleared up the definition of spring cleaning, I do remember this weekend seeing many different people cleaning up their area. And it's in the Georgetown area, so I think there were college students cleaning up the campus, which is really, really nice, giving back to their own community.
It's important to give back to your community because that's the place where you grew up. And once you leave, it's a good memory, and you also want someone else who moves there to have a good memory of where they lived.
Right. You don't want to litter all over the place.
Yeah, and they called it the Georgetown Community Spring Cleanup.
Well, I have a book that is called Max Cleans Up. Do you know anything about that, Starfish?
Yes. That is one of my favorite books because we just spoke about cleaning up the grounds, cleaning up outside, the park. Well, Mr. Max, he had to clean up his own room. Can you believe that? Zion, have you ever had to clean your room?
Many days I come home and my room's just a mess. And I have to clean it.
Oh, my. All right. Well,
so you have to pick up.
Exactly. Well, this book is called Max's Room is a Mess. And it's by Rosemary Wells, and the publisher is Puffin Books. So, are you ready, boys and girls? Because we're going to start. So make sure you're with your mommies and daddies all snuggled up in your bed and getting ready to listen to a wonderful story. Don't enter dreamland yet. Keep those eyes open. And here we go. Now, is he snacking on toast and honey, making crumbs with Rabbit's bunny? Is he? No, he isn't. What can he be snacking on, boys and girls? Huggle Buggle knows it's bedtime, but this happens every night, and I can't go to bed without him. It just would not be right. Oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a silly bear. Is he bouncing on his belly on the sofa with Ellie Nellie? No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nellie. And he isn't snacking with Rabbity Bunny. It's way past Huggle Buggle's bedtime, and I'm starting to feel sleepy. I can't go to bed without him, though. It's much too dark and much too creepy. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a naughty bear. Is he making lots of noise with Woolly Lamb and the other toys? No, he isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't dancing with Ellie Nellie. And he isn't snacking with Sabbity Bunny. It's way past Huggle Buggle's bedtime, and I'm feeling worried. I can't go to bed without him. I don't think that I know how. Where's Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a troublesome bear. Could he be splashing in the tub, blowing bubbles with Rub-A-Dub-Dub? It's way past Huggle Buggle's bedtime, and now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed without him. It would make me feel so sad. I know where. There's Huggle Buggle Bear. And here are all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep. So shh. Night, night. Wow. Huggle Buggle Bear, he was looking all over for him.
Do you have a sleepy animal
that you sleep with?
I actually have a stuffed animal that I got from Valentine's Day from my mom, and I've cherished it ever since then.
Wow.
You know, and that Catherine Sully wrote a really good book, Where, Oh, Where is Huggle Buggle Bear? And it was, the illustrator was Janet Samuels, so did a very good job, don't you think?
I think they did excellent. It's the perfect book for bedtime.
Right, and definitely make sure that you find it, because if you don't, and Starfish, don't you agree? Because they probably didn't have their room cleaned up, so it was so hard to find Huggle Buggle Bear.
That's a perfect example of why it's important to clean your room.
Right. Right, so that's why that is definitely very important. And it was amazing that he went everywhere looking for it, but he just didn't give up. So I will read another book that I think that's, since we have that one, and I think that probably some of the other little boys and girls out there are getting ready to go to sleep, because that was read very well.
Starfish did an excellent job,
if you ask me. I think she did, too, because she has friends that live in clams, and they're all snuggly, and so she knows exactly what you have to do, because sometimes you think in the ocean that a lot of the fish don't even sleep, because it always seems like they're always going all around, swimming everywhere.
Maybe it's just a fish thing.
Oh, we have someone that wants to ask us a question. Hi, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Who's this?
Myla.
Myla, oh my goodness. I don't know if Star or Zion knows who Myla is.
I think that's my sister.
Yes, wow. It is.
Isn't that something? That's why, boys and girls, it's so important. Look at her. Her sister supports her. Her sister is calling her. I bet you she knows where her teddy bears are, and they are never missing. Right, Myla?
Yes, because I like to have order. That's why I keep my room clean.
Oh, we have somebody here who cleans their room. I'm so glad that you called, and we're going to be able to read another book because you clean your room. Now, what you don't like to have your room messed up, and what about your classroom? Is your classroom messed up?
My classroom is never messed up, but when we work on things that we need to use materials, I clean up
mess that I've done on it.
Wow. Boys and girls, do you hear that? We have a young lady, a young girl, who happens to be Zion's sister, who does not like to have a messy room. And I know there's probably a lot of you out there who are just like that.
I know, but I can agree with her.
See, there's two sisters who like to have things clean. And I know that starfish in the ocean, she probably likes clean water too.
Oh, yes. That makes me be able to swim through the water freely and fast as I can when the water is nice and clean.
But, boys and girls, I don't think everybody is like them.
Well, you
definitely should be, because it's good to have order.
It definitely is. I agree. And Starfish knows that she talked about it. There was a little rabbit, and his name was Max. Now, Max didn't like to clean up his room, so Max had a very different situation when he was trying to look for something. Probably couldn't find it as easy as Hucklebuggle Bear finding him in all of the different places. A little bit different for him. So anything you want to say to Starfish about Max? Because his room is a mess.
Max's room? Now, boys and girls, try to imagine. Is this the same thing as your room? Max's room being a mess? What about you, Aunt Jewel? Do you know if Max's room is a mess?
Yes, it is a mess. And he even had popsicles melting in his closet. Can you imagine how that would be?
He had ant farms. That
right.
He all throughout the closet.
He did. He did. But it was quite a mess. And we'll just do a quick little, we'll just only talk about it really short because we have one special person who's going to talk about spring cleaning of your mind and your behavior. So we'll just play a quick song, and then we'll come back after we hear about a behavior being clean, because we already know about not being able to find something because you don't have it clean. So let's hear this song just to let us know about spring cleaning. Here we go. It's by John McCutcheon. Oh, it's getting you ready.
Spring cleaning, spring cleaning. My dad loudly shouts, let's clean out your closet and throw that junk out. Spring cleaning, spring cleaning. It's April, I guess. I open the door and I'm buried in mess. Tell me, where did it come from? Where can it go? Didn't I do this just 1 year ago? Dad says that he'll help me, but he'll never know what stuff should stay and what stuff should go. He laughs when he sees me laid out on the floor, buried in junk, 2 feet deep or more.
I know you've never seen that.
I can't imagine why you keep these things. You put your decisions all up till the spring. I said, Dad, don't you remember when you were a little kid? All of the things that you treasured and hid. If that come with me, and I led him upstairs to the attic. And what do you suppose we found there? We found 3 broke-down bicycles, 12 tambourines, 30 complete years of Mad magazines. Bazooka Joe comics, an ashtray I made, an old Boy Scout jackknife with 1 broken blade, and a moth-eaten sweater. Watch without any hands.
not sheepish and said, I guess it's true. A treasure to me might look like trash to you. So we filled up the closet and nailed up the door. Went out to play catch, no spring cleaning, no more.
Wow, that song makes me want to clean up every house in the neighborhood.
What about you, Zion? Oh, Starfish, she didn't finish.
Also, when I was babysitting little Starfish in the sea, that's the same thing we did when we cleaned up. We said, clean up, clean up. This is how you clean up. As we cleaned up the toys from the ground.
That does make it go faster. When you sing some songs, or you're singing a rhyme, or you're doing it all together, it makes that chore so much fun that you really want to do it. And I'll just read this book real quick, and then after that, we're going to hear Zion. She's going to read her book.
I'm so excited.
I know, so I am too. But we want to hear about what happens if you're not, if you don't happen to be like Kyla, who cleans up her room all the time, or like Starfish. We have really neat people right here. So this is, I want you to know that this is Blake's Talk Radio on Rainbow Soul. And thank you so much for joining us. Now again, like we said, this is Max Cleans Up. Max parked his popsicle where no one would find it. Then he pushed the up and over button on his brand new Power City Rock Crusher dump truck. Max said, Max's sister Ruby, it's time to clean up. Your dump truck goes back. Ruby wasn't looking. Max emptied the dump truck into his pocket. Uh-oh, boys and girls. That sounds kind of like a little mess.
It sounds messy.
It certainly does. But then, Max was looking to see if she was looking. Just then, Ruby stepped on something sticky. It was a tube of Miracle Bubbles. Into the rubbish, Max said, Ruby. I think Max's sister is older than him. But Max squeezed the rest of the Miracle Bubble into his pocket, too. Your ant farm ants have escaped, Max, said Ruby. Back home they go. But Max let the ants run into his pocket instead of to his ant farm. Max, said Ruby, something's in your underwear drawer that should not be there. This Easter egg is from last year, Max, said Ruby. Into the trash bucket it goes. But Max stuffed the eggs into his pocket. What is oozing out from under your closet door, Max, asked Ruby. Max knew Ruby would find a reason to throw out his popsicle. She might even throw out his whack, quack duck. They both just fit in his pocket. Okay, Tony, I see you. Leave Duncan alone. Now, Max said, Ruby, your pillow is in your toy chest, and your toys are in your bed. Max rescued his favorite piece of gum-o-string from the bottom of his bug box. Spit it out, Max, said Ruby. Uh-oh. Ruby put all the toys in his toy chest. She lined up the Santas and the dolls. The sneakers went into Max's closet, and the wind-up bugs went into the bug box. Max saved the gum in his pocket. I wonder what he did with all that stuff that was all in his pocket. Look, Max, said Ruby, your room is completely organized. There is a place for everything and a place for everything it has to go. Max asked Ruby, what's in your pocket? Everything, said Max. That was the end of the story. So Max was putting it all in his pocket. That's where he was putting everything, because he thought that that would help clear up everything.
I wonder if Max was hiding with Huggle Buggle.
Probably. He probably hid it so that he couldn't find it. And not only Starfish, is it just things that people put away, it's how people treat other people. They don't treat them really kind. So we have a story that's going to be read by Zion.
Oh, yay.
Our 10-year-old co-host.
My story is called How Full Is Your Bucket? For Kids. By Tom Murray and Mary Reckmeyer. Illustrations by Mari J. Manning. Felix was putting one of the last blocks on his tower when his little sister came in. I want to build with you, she said. Felix scowled. Go away. You're too little. I'm big. Stay back. You'll knock it over. I can be very careful. Go play with your baby toys, Anna. Felix, Anna thought. Swack. Anna took her doll and knocked down Felix's tower. Grandpa shook his head. Felix, you just dipped from your sister's bucket. Like everyone else, Anna has an invisible bucket. When it's empty, she feels bad. But when it's full, she feels great. Didn't you ever notice your own bucket? Invisible bucket? Sometimes, Felix couldn't quite tell when his grandfather was joking. But the next morning, when Felix woke up, there it was, a small gray bucket floating above his head. Felix reached for the Cocoa Puffs. Felix slipped. The cocoa wheat scattered across the floor. Felix, yelled his mom, you should have used the stool to reach that. Felix could feel his bucket tip and big invisible drips spill out. Drip, drip. Ha ha, Anna laughed as she crunched the cereal with her toe. Drip. Get the broom and clean that up before you miss the bus, scowled Mom. Buster jumped up and grabbed the muffin from his hand. Drip. Hey, look at Felix's new backpack. My baby brother has one just like it. Drip. Psst. Felix, psst. Drip. Watch out, shrimp. Drip. It was still morning, and Felix's bucket was almost empty. As he watched his classmates walk into the room, he secretly hoped they would trip and fall. That is what it feels like when you have an empty bucket. Felix slumped into his seat and waited for something else bad to happen. Mrs. Bumblenickel walked slowly to his desk and handed him a paper. He could hardly bear to look. Felix, you wrote a wonderful story. Would you please share it with the class? Felix grinned and felt a big drop land right in his bucket. Drop. Plink, plop, drop. The Gigantosaurus, who wanted a pet, by me, Felix. The class grew quiet. They laughed at all the right places and oohed at the scary parts. When Felix finally read the end, everyone clapped. Even Emily, who sat next to him and didn't usually like dinosaurs. Felix felt a whole shower of drops land in his bucket. Maybe the day wouldn't be so bad after all. Felix opened his lunchbox and found a note that said, "I love you," from Mom. Drop. Team captains today are Veronica and Felix. Drop. By afternoon, Felix's bucket was nearly full. When Felix burst in the door, he shouted, "You are right, Grandpa. I do have a bucket, and I understand how it works." Then he saw Anna's torn doll. "Bad dog," he almost scowled. But when he thought, "Dogs might have invisible buckets, too." "Your doll will be okay, Anna," she said, said Felix. "Mom will fix her." "Wah!" "Until then, do you want to help me build the tallest building in the world with my box?" And so they did. The end.
Oh, my goodness. That was so excellent, Bion.
Thanks, Auntie Jules. Thanks, Starfish.
Really, really good. I hope, boys and girls, that you understand what that means by having a full bucket and having a drop and a drip.
Well, for kids my age, around this time spring, a lot of kids have a lot of different drips and a lot of drops because their attitude changes and they're not very nice to people.
And that's a drip.
But people tell them, and I think they realize that they're being unkind, and they apologize, and things are fixed, which calls for a drop.
Wow. Do you know that that was like one of the bestseller books in the New York Times? Just talking about that, because everyone wants to feel good.
Well, I think that's a bestseller story reader to me.
And we had a bestseller reader read the book to us. She
exactly.
did so good. She did very, very, she did very, did a great job.
Thanks, Auntie Jules. Thanks, Starfish. I appreciate your support.
And what about Kyla? What do you think about your sister reading that?
Nyla, what do you think?
I think my sister did a wonderful job. I have to give her a heads up, and I hope she doesn't co-host with her and with Auntie Jewel, and I hope she keeps doing, like, wonderful things to help her and her community that's around her to help them drop instead of drip and have a full bucket every day.
Right now, so all the boys and girls out there, if anyone says anything, you can say, "That's a drip," or "That's a drop." So I think that really explains it. Really, you did a very good job in doing that. And so now when they hear that, they hear a compliment from you, you can say, "That was a drop," making them
so
feel real good.
I learned so very much here on Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. There's so much information and knowledge. I look so forward to every Monday evening to snuggle up with my Huggle Buggle Bear.
Wow,
I can't agree with Starfish more.
Oh, good. Can you imagine if everyone in the community did things just like that? It's their spring cleaning, cleaned up the neighborhood, picked up all the litter, did all the things for the environment, used green, made sure that they used vinegar so that they didn't ruin things, picked up any trash, said complimentary things to everybody. That's spring training for the whole neighborhood.
It definitely is.
And I think that there's someone that did a great song in talking about that and talking about the neighborhood and what it does. Because in the neighborhood, you have a community, and the community can end up being your friends. And this woman named Ella Jenkins, she did a song called A Neighborhood is a Friendly Place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Children, join in.
A neighborhood
is a
friendly
place. The neighborhood is a
friendly
place. Once again.
A neighborhood is.
Okay, come on, boys and girls. You can sing that.
You can say hi to friends passing by. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Sing it again.
Neighborhood is a friendly place. Neighborhood is a friendly place.
You can say hello to people that you know. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You can say hello. People that you know, a neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing the chorus. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. You sing it by yourself.
And thanks for joining us.
Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing again.
There's lots of boys and girls out there who want to talk to.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Girls and boys, when I was a child, my family and I lived in many different neighborhoods. In fact, every May 1st, we moved from one neighborhood to another. It was moving day for lots of people. Let's sing the chorus once more. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is neighborhood.
Oh, thank you so much, because the neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's hear. You know, guess what? We have the lines of just lips. We'll have something to say about spring cleaning. Let's see what some people are saying. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say I enjoyed the story, and I also wanted to ask Zion a question.
Okay, I think, Zion, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What's a great way to be a neighbor, a friendly neighbor?
Well, the best way to be a friendly neighbor is always treat them kind, maybe sometimes invite them over for dinner, and just in general, just be nice.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Zion.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was nice. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Zion. Thanks for also listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story.
Thank you.
Okay, let's hear who we have. Someone else wants to say something.
Hello. It's Myla again.
Okay. Well, Myla said quite a bit. I know you wanted to say, you've already said something about your sister, so let's see what you have to add to that. You have any other comment?
I like spring cleaning because you could have organization, not messing up your room and messing it more than it is to look for other stuff that might be in the clutter.
Great. I think that's great thing to add to spring cleaning. I keep saying spring training, spring cleaning. We have somebody else on the line that would like to say something. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Yes, I'm Zion's grandfather. She calls me Poppy.
And I
just want her to know that I'm happy and I'm glad, and I think she'll be a great bucket carrier for the school, for the neighborhood, and for a whole community and her household. I'm very proud of her.
Right. She did such a great job in reading, didn't she, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, she's a great reader. And I, you know, I'm very proud of her, all the reading. She loves reading books all the time, you know, and I encourage that with her because she's a great kid. And I just want to let her know that I'm happy with her.
Zion, you can say something to Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Yeah, how you doing, baby? I know you'll be a great bucket carrier for your community, for the school, and for the whole country later on because you're a great kid. Love you. You take care.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
That definitely was a drop, don't you think?
A big one at that.
Fill that bucket right up. Can you imagine that, Starfish?
That is so special. We had a real-life Poppy call in. I feel so excited.
Oh, so was I. So was I. I thought that was really good.
You feel all warm and happy inside.
It makes me feel great knowing that somebody from my family took time and listened to me.
Yeah, in fact, I just spoke to my grandfather yesterday, and we spoke about basketball and the Lakers.
And, of course, we have to play our special song that we always play, and Starfish knows that song. I wonder why.
Oh, my favorite song. When it makes you feel special, just like grandparents, well, this one is called You've Got a Friend. It's an Oscar and Emmy winning by Randy Newman.
Well, Aunt Jules, before we play the song, I'd like to also thank that other caller. I didn't recognize her voice, but that was my piano teacher, Miss Franika.
Oh, yes. And what special did she do? You want to give her also, that was one drop, you want to give her another drop?
I'd like to give her a drop by saying I appreciate her support, and it feels good to know that somebody's listening.
It does, because that is having friends. And since we know that we've got some friends and some relatives, just like Starfish said, let's play that song, You've Got a Friend, by Randy Newman. So special that he was able to get an Oscar and an Emmy. Yes, we do, and they're calling.
You've got a friend in me.
Oh, the lines are lighting
when
up.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Or you've got a friend in me.
Are you sleeping yet, Casey?
Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Now let's hear some of those friends say something to us. Hi, how are you doing? Do you have anything that you would like to say to Starfish or to Zion or even Aunt Jewel?
This is Zion's dad. And I want to say something to Aunt Joan.
Okay, thank you. I would love to hear it.
How are you doing?
Oh, I think we have a little feedback, so you have to turn it down just a little bit so that we can all hear what you have to say. I can hear now.
Okay, yeah, what I wanted to say is just I really appreciate you giving Zion the opportunity to be on the radio. She was very excited about the opportunity to be on the radio. And I really appreciate just the opportunity that you're giving her.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So when she would even call in, she had this very powerful voice for a 10-year-old and very articulate. And so we said we had to have her. Didn't we, Starfish? We had to have her on the show. So we're thrilled that you agreed.
I can count down the days.
And her family's so supportive.
Yeah, she's really a great daughter.
Oh, that's so special. And we look forward to having her on some more. So thank you so much for calling. And Zion, do you have anything to say? Your daddy called you.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Zion.
Thanks for listening.
Great job.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Oh, great.
Thanks
again. Thank you so much, and you're welcome for listening to our show. That makes us feel really good, and even so good to be able to have you call and even say it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. Do you have something special you want to say at the Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story with Starfish and also Zion, our co-host for today?
No, I already spoke. I was just telling my niece hi. That was it.
Okay.
I did speak.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Look
at
all.
My uncle.
Yes, look at all the people that you have calling you.
Well, I'm glad for my sister to be calling, my dad, and my uncle. I really want to thank them so much for their support with the radio show today.
Well, thank you for coming on it and being so well prepared and reading the book, so articulate. Just read it like you even wrote it. So we're thrilled with how you were able to do that. And I think it's real encouraging for the other boys and girls in knowing how to read, because not only being able to know how to read, but you're able to share it with everyone and see what kind of compliments you get.
I am so grateful for all my family and them calling me, because it makes me feel so warm inside knowing that everybody is here for my support, my granddad, my sisters, just everyone, even Starfish.
Well, I want to be able to play soft music, and while we're going out, I want to thank you so much for coming on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story on Blake Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul, and making it so special, and giving other little boys and girls an opportunity to know that they can do it too. So we're going to go out on that wonderful Just Like a Star, because you are, and you're so special to a lot of people who called in, to your mommy, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, and even all the dogs and the cats out there. So we want to say good night to Pharaoh, and also, of course, Poppy the dog out in California. And we know that some of our usual guests, Randy the Raferret and Renee the canary butterfly, this is the time that they fly away. They were going to fly to California. So thank you so much for Zion on being on the show.
Thanks, Auntie Jules. I really appreciated the opportunity.
You're welcome.
You're a great Zion.
You're just like a star. And happy birthday to Christina.
Auntie Jules, even though I'm not going to be on the show, I'll be listening next week.
Oh, thank you. We'll have you on another time as a co-host.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Good night. Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls? Now the lights are out, and now you're in bed. Now close your eyes to get ready for the day ahead, because you are just like a star. Good night, starfish. Good night, Zion.
Good night, Zion.
Good night. Good night, Shauna. Oh, you better say good night to your sisters.
Night, Myla. Night, Chai.
Are you sleepy yet? I think Poppy's gone to sleep. Good night, starfish. I know you're getting ready to get back into the ocean.
Good night, outdoor.
Just like a star.